Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dab Bros Podcast. I'd like to introduce our co-host for tonight's show, Dab Bros streamer, Waxy Penguin.
Oh, you? Oh, hello!
Fucking retard.
I didn't know you wanted to be tough. I don't know how to use my hands.
You can check out his links in the for his Twitch below. Tonight, we have another submission from Ezekiel Farms, an HHC Sun Rock called Unicorn Piss. It has 95% organic HHC and 5% terpenes with a total of 1,000 milligrams of HHC. If you're interested in any of these Ezekiel Farms products, you can visit the Mellow Monkey located at 2286 Bandera Road, the one-stop shop for all your smoking needs. Now, once again, we're going to rate this product a 1 through 10 in four different categories: appearance, aroma, taste, and effect. After that, we'll tally up the total score and see where it falls in our top 10 list. To get our full taste of the Sun Rocks, we decided to roll it into a joint. But first, let's start with the appearance. Wax, what you think, man?
Bro, it look pretty fucking, I don't know, like, weird. Like, not Moon Rock-esque, but like this, I guess, like a Sun Rock. That shit, like, it looked like it was bursting out at you. Moon Rock seems enclosed. Sun Rock seemed like it was bursting.
Yeah. So before we even met that Ezekiel Farms guy, man,
like, I never heard of a Sun Rock.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a Sun
Rock? So I had to look it up.
Is that what they look like? Because I didn't look it up.
Yeah. So it's basically, you know, they pour the
stuff all over it.
Yeah, all over it. And man,
because that's pretty much what they do with Moon Rock. They just put in Keef though after that. I guess they just skip the part, and they use a little different dip, I guess, as you say, right?
Yeah, all I know is
we're fucked.
It's kind of scaring me. Yeah. 1,000 milligrams just sounds like a lot, no matter what you take in.
I don't want to do it. What are we going to do? We're going to help you out.
I mean, it was so sticky. I mean, I don't know. I got to rate it probably around an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say around that too.
Yeah.
8 out of 10. Super sticky, though.
It took me about like 25 minutes to roll the joint.
Like prom night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sticky.
Whoa.
All right.
Awkward silence.
But the smell though, how was the smell? How you like the smell?
Honestly, dude, I don't know if being a Sun Rock has the the effect,
or the HHC, because even HHC I can't really smell it, so I don't know if that poured over the nug is causing it not to smell, but I can't really smell anything.
Yeah, I'm definitely, it's going to get pretty low.
Yeah, I would say a 3.
Yeah, probably 3 out of 10, definitely.
3.5 at the most, yeah, because that shit, I can't smell it. It's not, I mean, there's, you could smell that it's not the air, but it don't smell like nothing really.
Like, I don't think I would get busted if I had it in the car and the cops pulled me over.
Yeah, being a Sun Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, dog be like, I smell shit. Keep going.
But, I mean, you never know until you smoke the motherfucker.
I'm scared. I don't want to taste it, and I don't want to know the effects. Leave me alone.
Well, you want the honors?
No. I want you to cut the fan, DJ.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the taste. Roll this beautiful joint.
It does look nice. You did a good job for being how sticky it was.
I just hope it fucking works.
It's going to be clogged.
Right. Keep relighting it.
It just explodes. What the fuck? What do you put on there, dynamite?
Ooh.
What are it tasting like? Ooh, hold on. I can smell it now being lit. I might change a little bit. Hold on. Is that different?
Yeah, now the fucking smell is there. Once you light the motherfucker.
Once you get that shit started, put in your ashtray.
Yeah, my bad.
We're good to go. Sorry for my slurping. I'm thirsty. I'm a hoe. Ooh. Get that baby started. Do what you gotta do. I brought 3 Cokes. One's down. Oh, my turn.
Well, taste.
It should have sparked him, you know that?
Yeah.
Fuck, I was sparked like a firecracker. Oh, he's gonna blow up. I'm gonna blow the fuck up. We're gonna get the fuck out of here.
That HAC was no joke the last time I tried it. And he was giving out them samples.
Yeah, Easy's dope. Appreciate you, Easy. Them samples are okay. Has something there. Pass it around one more time to you.
Yeah, I gotta get another taste.
There's something there. I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay, now it's hit it.
Yeah, see, like, there's something there.
Now we cooking. Fucking blows up.
Everything's blowing up around here, right, man.
Just fuck up everything.
This is my second Coke. I love Coke. I'm a Coke fiend. The soda, not the drug. Just letting you know. Or maybe not. Who knows? You never know. Cocaine.
I don't know, man. It's a pretty harsh taste for me.
There's like something sweet there, but then, yeah, it gets harsh. It's sweet for a second.
This is like that shit Christian be smoking with the fucking tobacco leaves in it. So mixed with his weed.
We're not judging him. So it's his lifestyle he chooses. Dirty. And he smokes bowls, half bud, half rapper guts. What do you think about that?
That's nasty as fuck, dog.
That's what and he says it's to save weed. I said he shouldn't be smoking weed, my guy.
I love you, Christian. Man,
that was... And he shows me, too. I'm happy. I got browns. I said...
I got browns. Oh,
I said, I got
God.
Greens and you got browns. All right, let's go.
Yeah, this is the same guy that said he sniffs marijuana.
Hey, the way he does the browns, he might... He might put really it past do it.
Him. What would you rate the taste, though, man?
Maybe like a good 5 or 6 out of 10. No, it's not crazy, but it's I can taste it, but it's not like it's neutral. I'm like a neutral, like a 5 out of 10. You know, in the middle.
Yeah, I'd give it a 5, bro.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know. I mean, maybe if I never tasted other things before, but I've tasted some beautiful strains. And
yeah. Like this, like the fucking the Sunset Sherbert diamond we took alive. That. That tasted like octane. This, you know, no octane, no. There's a quick hint of a sweet, but goes away. Then it's.
Yeah.
Ash. Burnt.
I smoked cigarettes when I was in the military, so.
Mind you, a cigarette?
Yeah.
But, I do feel my mind getting higher.
I feel relaxed. Yeah.
You're not lying? My elbows feel good. I feel like I can do a bunch of push-ups right now. Like, do your elbows. Do your elbows with me. Doesn't that feel good? Right? You can't even feel like your elbow is really working that much.
About to start doing cholo fit in here with my guy Creeper. Creeper, shout out Creeper.
Oh, that motherfucker hitting right there, baby.
Ooh, yeah. The effects, I like the effects though, man.
Yeah, I do.
I'd probably give it about 7 out of 10.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, because it is mellowing me out. My elbows do feel good. But yeah, other than that, it's nice. It's chill. It's not drowning me out. It's not making me think about all kinds of weird shit.
Well, yeah, because there's some strains out there, man, that just get me stuck.
Yeah, where I don't want to do nothing.
Yeah. So this is, if I got some shit to do. That's weird.
Like, just not do nothing. Just sit down. Just look.
The one time you were in the closet.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'd be really high. Just chilling. I'd be just chilling, looking at things like, damn.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You didn't know?
What the fuck? Nah, but the effects are pretty good. They're okay.
Yeah, we're about halfway through.
Yeah. So we'll let you know when we get to the finishing line. But how you been? How's your day going?
Oh man, you know, living the life.
We record on a Friday night, so we're nice and chill and high, and everything's going good. I had a good day.
Yeah.
I didn't do too much.
Yeah, definitely.
Take it easy. This is nice. Nice and chill.
It's fucking hot.
I'm sorry. Put the fan on then, bastard. You got a tank top on, too.
Don't disrespect me.
I got jeans. I mean, I don't even know what these are. Dog,
if you're going to disrespect me, bro, you got to put your shoes on.
They're chanclas, so they're really
nice. Don't disrespect me without no shoes, bro. What the fuck? Who does that?
I'm sitting cross-legged on a futon.
Exactly. It's even worse.
I love sitting cross-legged.
Say that again.
I love sitting cross-legged.
But say that. You're sitting cross-legged on what?
On a futon.
Yeah, with no shoes.
No shoes.
Trying to disrespect me. Get out of here. Yeah, put your chanclas on.
Bro, I can't, bro. They're over there. I gotta get up and shit. You want me to get up right now? If I get up, I'll probably fully feel it.
I hate those. What? I hate those where you feel it when you stand up.
Let's see.
I'm just kidding. He fucking falls out.
Call 911.
I'm putting my chocolates on, okay? You disrespected me. Now I gotta put them on.
Disrespected me first, dog.
Look, now look. See, and they're on, and I'm gonna sit cross-legged. What, bitch?
Well, now you can say whatever you want.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, right, just go up.
Stupid bitch!
Yeah. Start clapping.
Yeah. You don't know! Like, what the fuck's going on? Alright, so look, I want to talk about one thing with
what's
you,
up,
right?
Dog? What's up, what's up?
Alright, I had a thing. I saw it, right?
17.
What? I don't know if you saw it, but I saw it. The little quick snippet of the She-Hulk and Megan Thee Stallion thing. Did you see that?
Oh, twerking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
First of all,
I wish Scotty was here because I want to get his home. Because he's a Marvel head, you know. I want to see what he thinks of his empire crumbling beneath him. But I thought about it.
Let's call this bastard.
Call him. But look, I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed out of pocket at first, right? Why the fuck's this happening? But then I did research. And I found out Stan Lee created... I'm going to get the time right. In 2003, Stan Lee made something for Spike TV. One season only. Probably because that's probably going to do so good. Called Stripperella. And it was about a secret agent who did stuff. And now that I think that he made that, I think he'd be okay with She-Hulk twerking with Megan Thee Stallion if he made Stripperella.
I don't know, dog. I mean, it's cool.
And Stripperella.
It's cool, but, you know, they could have did the animation better.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, I'm very upset with how that's going.
Like, I mean, that wasn't twerking.
Yeah, that looked bad. At least Megan Thee Stallion looked good, though. Good
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I wish they did, like, seeing all the movies beforehand.
You're going to do it right.
Yeah. Make that ass look good. Mm-hmm. Make that green ass look good. How to make Shrek's Fiona's green ass look better, right?
Right.
And the Shroud Banger, the ogre.
He said,
Green mama. Yeah. Bring me some of that swamp.
Bring me that earwag, girl. Yeah.
Ooh, I take an earwax dab. Take a dab right in front of her. She's like, oh my god, he's so dirty.
You sick. Like that bitch.
That's sick as shit.
Yeah.
It all melting.
Yeah, but no, now I think about it, I feel like there's like a good... It just should have been better. I don't mind it. Just like you said, if it was better CGI, I bet you more people wouldn't mind it. It's just how bad it looks. And then people hate it. It looks terrible.
Yeah. I've seen what they can do with CGI. You know what I mean? You see Avatar and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on.
How much quit rushing it. If you had to take longer, take longer.
Yeah.
I'm might waiting for something better.
They probably had time too on the cool. They're probably like, oh, it's Disney.
Uh-huh.
So, well, then don't fucking have them twerking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I thought y'all didn't like that shit.
That was good, dog.
That God guy. Damn.
That sucked the whole thing.
It's great.
Oh, shit.
Word of warning. This definitely gives you cotton mouth.
Yeah, I'm really thirsty. Ugh. I'm halfway done through my second Coke. Fuck all y'all. Don't judge me.
First step is admitting the problem.
Yeah. I have it. But will I stop? Never.
Nah, but that's really good though. The high's nice. I'm chilling.
I could definitely sit down and like watch a movie with this.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice. Good hour and a half movie. Smoke a nice fat joint with this. Probably 2 Sun Rocks.
Yeah.
Nice 2 Sun Rocks. Roll a couple of joints and be just chilling. I wonder how much going back to back or just putting real wax with that Sun Rock too. Imagine that.
Yeah, this motherfucker hit it nice.
Hey, you did a good job, bro.
You should apply yourself. You should see by getting hired.
At what?
Joint rolling.
Fuck that.
You want to be someone's joint roller?
No.
Why?
Fuck no.
You want to be my joint roller if I hired you?
Damn. I'd have to have a different title name.
You would be joint roller.
Yeah,
you'd be joint master.
It gotta be something cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That nobody has.
Yeah, yo, he's like official. Like we got certification, everything. You hanging up mantle. Yeah.
Like the only one, one of one.
Yeah.
Then
we'll open up a school. We'll do it like crazy. Open a school.
I'll be the headmaster.
Like we'll open up a school. I'll get the degree and whatever the thing is, and then I'll pass you to get you the thing. Then we'll close the school down and we'll never have another again, so you don't know what to do, you know, the shit.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Some high-tech shit. That's possible. Hit me up. Let me know. Jeff Bezos. Is that how you say his name? Pesos? Or Bezos? Jeff Bezos. So he's got money.
Yeah. I don't feel like speaking on him.
Yeah, fuck him, right?
Leo not really fucking him, but... He could still do a lot to help the world.
Yeah. And he's just chilling being a big ass buff white guy.
Yeah.
It's cool me. That's cool me. Were you, did you watch Bad Bunny when he was here?
No, that's not for me, bro. Bad Bunny's.
You don't like Bad Bunny? Why? You like Spanish?
No, I mean, I just. I grew up in a different era. I don't even like really today's rap. I listen, out of everybody, I listen to Lil Baby and Lil Durk. NBA Youngboy, everybody's all over him. I haven't even listened to a single song from him.
Me either.
But I'm also from Texas. I grew up on that Pimp C, UGK, Zero, and I still listen to that.
Oh, me too.
So it's like I'm stuck in my ways. So.
Here.
We now finally get into the end of it.
You think so? That. You think we're getting to the end of it? I feel like it's just going to fucking keep going, bro. Because that shit just kicked my ass right now.
It is pretty harsh. It is pretty
right
harsh.
Right now, it's just kicking my fucking dick, bro. I don't like that.
So, what you got though, my guy? What you got? You got anything? Got anything cool? Nothing happening.
What?
I don't know anything happening.
Not that I want to talk about.
Fuck them then, right?
Yeah.
Good, because I don't want to talk about them either. I saw something else. That was wild. On the way here.
How you liking the new Rick and Morty season?
The first episode is cool.
How many are out?
Huh?
How many are out so far? Just one?
Just the one on Sunday.
And you got another one this Sunday?
Hopefully for another fucking 5 weeks at least.
I bet you that shit blows, right? Only getting like 22, 23 minutes of a fucking...
Yeah. I wish there was more. You know, I wish there was an ongoing just thing of them. Live stream of just the cartoon going, story mode.
Yeah, I can't stand shows that are 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, they gotta be an hour. Hour episodes. 45 at least.
But they do cram a lot of mind-bending thinking stuff in the episodes, even if it is a cartoon.
It's good.
And I know some people hate Rick and Morty to the T, but I know some people hate the people that watch Rick and Morty just because they watch it.
Well, I mean, you're always going to have a difference of opinion.
But
yay and nay on everything.
When you get to the, I want to say it's season, could be 3. That's where they get really heavy with the family shit. That one's heavy, dog.
I'm on season 2, so I'm good in there.
I like that. I really like everything. Rick and Morty. I need to rewatch them, though. Because of the way this one started, the new season, I couldn't remember how they were out there. Because it was funny how they did it, but I was just like, I don't remember them being out in space. I had to rewatch. I'm going to rewatch it all probably, too.
Epic. Yeah, I grew up in the era of South Park.
I know you hate me. I never seen it.
Yeah, dude. It's really upsetting. You don't understand how upsetting it is.
I don't know.
How the fuck do you not watch South Park?
I don't know. I thought it was weird. Like, thought people were watching it with weirdos. I don't know.
Fucking disrespecting me, bro.
I don't know. I just thought it was like... I guess I was just like watching other shit. Chappelle's show and whatnot.
Yeah, I fucked with Chappelle's show.
Yeah, I didn't remember. Because South Park's been around for a minute.
Yeah, so that's all.
Seems cool. It seems funny, like the stuff I hear about it. I know how fast they do the episodes. I think that's really neat.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
With the animations, I understand how fast they do the episodes too. But being spot on with the jokes and everything, cohesive, just go dope.
The end of this is really kicking my ass, bro.
That's what I told you. Like, I was like, fucking goddamn, bro. I don't want it no more, but I gotta keep going.
Yeah. This is pretty strong, bro.
The very end, right? Yeah. It's hitting me really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm dying.
Beavis.
Bro, I've never seen that either.
Damn, what are you... Fucking yeah. 5, bro?
I've never seen an episode of
Jesus
that.
Christ.
I've never watched the movies. Nothing. You hate me.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know why I've never seen those two shows. What's another show that you really like? I've never seen that show Scrubs. You ever seen Scrubs?
No.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
I don't know what that is.
Cool, thanks.
I don't know what that is, yeah.
What about fucking... You ever watch that show House?
Mm-mm.
I watched a couple of that show's pretty dope with that fucking... I don't know that actor. That's fucking... Who's in the fucking Stuart Little movies as the dad? I don't fucking know. Has he ever seen Stuart Little?
Why you laugh when I soon you say that, dog?
Because that's a funny movie.
Like, I didn't have a fucking childhood.
Did you see Stuart Little?
Like, I didn't have a childhood.
I don't know, man. You just came out, Batos. I don't know.
Yes, I seen Stuart Little. All
right, but the dad. Mm-hmm. He's the actor that plays the house. Whatever, that show is funny as fuck. But it's about hospital shit.
That was good though. I think that was good. That joint. That Sunrock.
Definitely hotbox the podcast room.
Yeah, I can't see. Call the paramedics. I'm thirsty.
You call your lawyer.
You call him. I called him. He didn't answer. I think he's in jail. How the fuck's he in jail?